Blog Talk Radio.
That was Rima Marvain, 7 years old. And she did her opening for us today. I just, you sit in wonder and listen to that, because it's just phenomenal that a seven-year-old can do that, you know, with the purity and the strength and just, oh my goodness gosh. But, you know, we have them, and we get to listen to them. John finds them for us, and it's fantastic. So, hey, y'all, happy Mother's Day. I hope y'all are out there and having a good day, having a great Mother's Day. I still have yet to call my mama. I hope she got the card I sent. I still want to call her, you know. And then she'll I know my sisters just take care of that lady on Mother's Day. They spoil her rotten. You got to go and pick out seeds the next day. But that's okay. That's okay. She deserves to be spoiled. She had 7 children.
Wow.
And 3 miscarriages in between. So she deserves to be spoiled. She deserves to be spoiled. We won't go into why she had 7 children.
Do any of the children's site and the son's site she's in are close to her?
Let me think for a second. All of her children are there except the one that has died.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else is still in Washington State and Idaho, North Idaho. I have one
mm-hmm.
sister in North Idaho, which is like 30 minutes away, you know, just across the state line. And then Tina and Diane are still in Spokane. Tim is in Spokane somewhere. We don't know where, but he's somewhere. And I take that back. Robert is no longer in Washington. He's down here in Arizona where I am. So, you know, that's not bad. 4 out of 6 isn't bad. The 7th one is no longer anywhere. So
yeah.
she doesn't count into that equation anymore. But my sisters are all there to take care of her and watch over her. And it's great, you know. It's great. She knows she's loved. She knows she's cared for. They've told her very, very often if she gets to a point of not being able to live by herself, they will not allow her to be put into a home. They will insist that she lives with one of them. And they all have room for her. That's the beautiful thing about it is they have room
right.
for her.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Yeah,
well,
that's wonderful.
That's good to hear. I always like to hear that because I tell you what happened to my poor mother was so sad because there was not many, you know, having brothers and sisters really, and it was all on me, and if I break it two hips, there was no way I could take care of her, and it just broke my heart. So I spent most of my time at the nursing home with her to make sure she was taken care of properly, but she lived about 16 months after breaking both hips, and
That's usually what triggers it is a fall with a broken hip, and that's what took my grandma in the downward spiral, and it accelerated her Alzheimer's and made that worse.
Yeah.
And she
ended up with that too as well, Jeannie. It was just
Grandma got to a point where she couldn't think, she couldn't recognize anybody. I mean, I was one of her daughters, but she couldn't figure out which one,
mm-hmm.
which isn't true. But hey, you know, my sisters were her daughters. One of my sisters was one of her dead sisters. And it's just, we just let her sink it. We just let her go with it. Why
mm-hmm.
give her more anxiety and more stress by contradicting her when she can't equate that in her mind?
Exactly.
We just let her have it. We just let her have it.
Well,
it was the problem,
the best way
and
to
she
do
was
it, really.
Happy. Exactly, exactly. So it was good. And she finally, they couldn't keep her in bed. Broken hip, and they couldn't keep her in bed so it would heal. So they had to induce a coma.
Oh, really? Wow.
And they forgot.
My mother did not even want to try. You know, that was part of the problem, too. She just did not want to try to.
Oh, my grandma staying in bed? Oh, my gosh. No way. Wouldn't happen. Even when she had pneumonia, she insisted they let her stay at home to recuperate, and she would get up and cook dinner and do the dishes and all that other stuff. And she was on death's bed, literally, a couple of times. And, but when they induced the coma, they forgot to rescind the do not feed order. They used to feed her intravenously, and it used to cause her such great pain that they put an order through to not do that, and they forgot to rescind that when they put her in a coma. So, it took 2 weeks, but At least she was in a coma. She knew nothing. The trigger that told her she was hungry and thirsty was already gone. So there was absolutely no pain, no hunger, no thirst, nothing. Her body just quietly shut down, and she went away.
Mm-hmm.
So it took 2 weeks, yeah. So. But, you know, that's just how it happened. And in a way, I'm glad it was that easy, because it could have been a whole lot worse. It really could have been. And it was okay being that way. It was okay being that way. But anyway, guys, this is Mother's Day, and it's time for us to send blessings to our mothers, to give them all the love that they gave us, to let them know what a good job they did, and just that they are loved more than anything on this earth. Because without our mamas, where would we be? Where would we be? Oh, my goodness gosh. You'd be in, no, let's not even go there. It just wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be as good without our mamas. So we're going to celebrate. Yeah, we're going to celebrate our mamas. And I love my mama to death. I think, well, not literally, but anyway, she's got to be the best mama. You know, she's always there if you need her, if you need to talk to her. And she'll tell you what she thinks, but she is not going to interfere with what you do. She knows that that is your life, your decision. She's just there to support you in any way she can. And just a heart as big as all
that. That was my mother too, Jeannie, and that was a great feeling. You know,
exactly.
She was never,
always,
you know, in someone's life or telling you what to do, but she was certainly always there for me. And
exactly.
Great,
she was always there saying, you're doing something really, really stupid, girl. And at one point she says, you know, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't even go there. Just hang tight and let it pass.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's great. And now I am glad that she was there for me to talk to. You know, that's a great thing. Anyway, we had the Lord's Prayer to start us off with in an absolutely beautiful way. I mean, that girl had such a set of pipes on her. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to continue that a little bit farther for us to realize that we are going to a good place if we are one of God's children and we are living God's way. We're going to the place that he has prepared for us. And it's been there for thousands of years, and it will be there forever for us. So I'm going to play Elvis singing In My Father's House.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's preparing me a mansion that I know. Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow, freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know that soon there'll come a bright tomorrow when the world will all be free from sin and strife. Shun the Savior's love from up in glory, or you won't be there to see the gospel story.
In my Father's house are many mansions. if you're true, then to this land you'll surely go.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. And part of Mother's Day is, of course, to tell Mama how much you love her, how much she has meant to you all your life, what she's done for you, and how you want to now take care of her. That's part of it. Part of it is remembering with our mothers who have passed and our grandmothers who have passed, all the fun that they created for us, all the times that they were there when we had troubles and we needed them. And when they were there, maybe when they weren't having such great times, but we were there for them, you know? Like, you know, if your grandfather died, which I had to deal with a couple of times, we were always there for Grammy. And it's a day to remember all of those things, all of those times, because all of that goes into that big golden ball of being a mother. You know, there's good, there's bad, there's wonderful, there's awful, but mothers deal with all of it. They take it all on. They take the baseball bat or the broom and they fix it all up, clean it all out, and make it all better eventually. We eventually can handle anything as long as Mama's there. And makes it a little tough when she's not there anymore. I often wonder, because she's been such a big part of my life, of course, but what am I going to do when Mama's not there anymore? What am I going to do? It's, well, you know, obviously with me, I've got such a large family. Call a cousin, call a sister, whatever, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same. I miss my grandma so many times because there were things I would call her about and talk to her that I can't talk to Mama about because it was a bad part of our lives. But Grandma wasn't intimately involved, so I can talk to her about it. It has to do with my daddy, you know. So no matter what, whether they were a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a mother, an aunt, I have a favorite aunt as well, they're all part of Mother's Day. They are all part of those that we want to send our love, our thanks, and our joy to, just to be having them as part of our lives. So make sure you do that. Make sure you do that, because it's just, it's so necessary. It's so necessary. And whether you get that in return or not makes no difference. Don't be expecting that, okay? Because it has to be freely given without expecting in return. Just give it and enjoy the giving. It'll bless your heart. It'll bless your lives. All right? I've got another Mother's Day song that John sent me. And I also had a request from our mystery man for this song for his mama who died when he was very young. He was a young teenager when she went. And so this is for Gladys and for Mystery Man's mama and for my mama, because my mama has a huge rose garden that she absolutely loves. And for anyone else out there whose mama loves roses or loved roses and flowers and just did her best to make everything as good as she possibly could. This is dedicated to mamas. And Elvis, when he recorded this, dedicated this to his mama. So here is Mama Liked the Roses.
Like the roses, she'd grow them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, mama like the roses. And when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing, "Oh, mama, like the roses." But most of all, she cared about the way we learn to live. And if we said our prayers, you know, I kept the family Bible with a rose she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide. Like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, mama, like the roses.
Now that brings back special memories. My grandma had a rose garden, but her favorite, I mean, she had this huge old climbing rose, old-fashioned climbing rose. It was like 10 feet tall and about 6 feet wide, and it was just covered with red roses. A beautiful thing. A beautiful, and it loved her because she cut that sucker down every year, and every year it grew back 10 foot tall, 6 foot wide, with a ton of roses on it. And then she had another old-fashioned rose that she never cut back because it was just a big, huge old bush. You know, again, it was about 12 foot tall. It was huge, like a tree, except that it had too many branches to be a tree. It was a rose bush, and it just covered with the red roses. And, man, that place smelled so good in spring. Let's go visit Grandma and smell the roses. Yeah, it was gorgeous. Her specialty, though, was all different colors of irises. She must have had every color. I have a few irises, and they did come from her garden. And that was 40 years ago. I've still got them. They're still growing. They're not blooming so good anymore because they're getting tired, but they're still growing. And I listen to that song and think of my grandma and all of her irises and columbines and those big, huge rose bushes. I mean, she had some regular rose bushes, but they paled in comparison. They paled in comparison. And I just hope that whoever's living in that house now, which it is a family farm, but I am hoping that they're taking care of Grandma's roses. Mama's taking care of her own roses. She must have 24 in her yard. I swear she loves every one of them. She mulches them in the fall and takes care of them and prunes them. And in the spring, she'll take all that mulch off and fertilize them. And she just, oh, my gosh, she's just out in that garden all the time. But it's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. So hearing that song, for each one of you, I am sure, brought back certain memories of someone you loved who had those roses, you know? It just is. Oh, hey, I've got somebody calling me. Let's say hi. as soon as the computer. Hello. Oh, honey, Victoria, I just wanted to say hi. I know it's you. Can't you just say hello, happy Mother's Day?
Yes.
Oh. Thank you, darling. That's all. I just wanted to recognize that, I know it's you and I know you're here and wish you a happy Mother's Day and say hi. That's all I wanted, honey. You can go back on mute and just listen now and be comfortable, okay? It's fine. Okay. We just wanted to kind of, once in a while, I like to include her to let her know I do know she's there. And it's fine to just be there. That's all right. But I just wanted to say hi because today was a special day. So that's okay. She was a little uncomfortable with that, but I think she'll live. It's all right. We just wanted to know that we love her. Okay. That was Elvis and a mama song at the same time. Wow. Okay. Next, what shall we do now? Oh, yes. Here's another one John sent. This is beautiful. I had to listen to this. When I first listened to him, a lot of times if I'm in a hurry putting a show together, I'll listen to the first minute or two of it. This one, I had to listen till the very end. I could not switch it off. So here is a young man named David Ross singing She Put the Music in Me.
Goodbye, comforting when I cry, all in her own style. Then popcorn before my eyes, turning frowns upside down into smiles. With songs of the birds up high, looking at the blue, blue sky, the wind as it rushes by. Then leading me, guiding me, walking beside me, she helped me walk in the light. And she built my house on a rock, and she lives all that she taught, and she is all that a woman should be. She put the music in me. I knew he was real. My child's prayer answering from up above. She gave like a little stream. I was her sunbeam, and I felt my Savior's love. I saw her kneel and pray with our family every day, listening to each whispered word. Gentle in deed and thought, all the things Jesus taught, following prompting she heard. She lives to search, ponder, pray, and she gives every day. So her thanks will always be thanks indeed. She put the music in. She made the tiny wings, each little bird that sings in the leafy treetops up high. And all creatures great and small, I know God made them all. And she's like a star shining bright, and helps me to choose the right. And she gives me the hope of a life yet to be. She put the music in. She is so good to me. Heavenly Father sent her to me. She taught me to lift up my voice and sing. She put the music in me. She put the music in me.
That just makes me hope just a little bit that my son thinks about that sometimes. Oh, well, I'll never know, but that's okay because he has the music, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Okay, how about another song that John has sent? This is so wonderful. I just don't have to do much work anymore. I love this. I find the Elvis Gospel, and he even helps me with that. You know, this is fantastic. I love this. I like playing DJ. You know, I mean, you think about it. If you think about the whole radio industry, the whole broadcasting industry, DJs are a dime a dozen. Yeah. Maybe cheaper than that. But sometimes there's one that comes along that just slaps you between the eyes or in the middle of the back and just wakes you up and keeps you rolling, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't really want to toot my own horn, but I try to be one of those. You know, you got to do something to touch people and not just play the music. You can't be just a DJ. You got to make it fun. You got to make it special. You got to touch those people's hearts with that music. And I leave it up to God. I leave it up to God. And I think it works out pretty well. And with John's help, it's A1 top drawer, I swear. So thank you, Lord, for your blessings of the music and of the friendships that we can get together and do this and feel God's love and God's presence and share that with each other. I am so thankful for that. I am so, so glad that I finally said yes to doing this show. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. All right. How about another mother song? I mean, I've got, when we get through these Mother's Day songs, I've still got regular gospel, but why waste the Mother's Day songs? It's Mother's Day. So let's do the Mother's Day songs, and then we'll go on to the regular stuff. Hey, here we go with The Woman God Wants Her to Be by Michael Souders. Thank you, John.
She is known by many titles around this little house, and she'll work her fingers to the bone. She's a mom. but because the Bible tells her so, and she's given her body as a living sacrifice so that she can help her family.
Yeah, and isn't that really the best thing we can aspire to? Because he's gonna put us with whom he thinks is right with us, and he's gonna make it feel right to us, for us. And it doesn't always have to be for a lifetime, folks. That's where we have a misconception, because we think if we're with somebody, it has to be forever. Well, it doesn't have to be forever. It just has to be right for that time and for however long it is right for. Because as long as we can feed this other person's spirit, as long as we can help this other person to grow and be peaceful in their life and help their life to be better, then that's who we're supposed to be with. God put them there for a purpose.
That's right.
And we need to not fight that. We need to not fight that. And if we're in there, and honey, I've been in this boat before, so if we're in there and we're thinking, oh no, this has to last forever, I'm going to have to pull up my bootstraps and just carry on, because this is going, all you do is make both of you miserable. You ruin two lives by having that attitude of thinking it has to last forever. Well, it doesn't, because people change. And the Father knows people change. And he knows that their needs change. So the people they're with sometimes need to change. Now, I'm not saying it never happens. I have a sister who's been married to the same man for 50 years. That's okay. That's really awesomely cool, because I love him to pieces. He's my brother-in-law. I call and I ask him for something I need. He doesn't even think about it. He says, yes, ma'am, you got it. When do you need me there? He's going to drive my U-Haul truck when I move. And he didn't ask for if and or boo. He just said, yes, let me know when you need me. If we can work that around what I've already got scheduled, we can do that. No question. He's going to be here. I don't have to worry about it. That's the people God puts you with. It's the people who can feed your spirit and ease your life. Not the people who cause you stress. Not the people who cause you anxiety and worry. But the people that you can accept as they are, because you're not supposed to be changing people. God has made them the way they are for a purpose, and he has put you with those people for a purpose, not to change them. If they want to change, that's up to them. If you're going to love somebody, you got to love them for how God has made them. Don't expect other things from them that they're not comfortable giving. You know, it's just not what God wants. He's made them that way for a purpose, and he's put you together with them for a purpose. But that purpose isn't to make them different, because if they're going to change and be different, that's completely up to them. You see what I mean? So, love people. And if God puts you with someone, love that person just the way they are. That will mean so much more to them than telling them what's wrong with them and what they need to make different. Just love them the way they are. Don't try to make them different. Accept them. Accept how they are and what they do. And they will give you love in the same way. And isn't that really what we all want, is to be accepted for how we are and who we are? To just be loved and not have the stress of having to be different? God loves us just the way we are. That's how he made us. So I think it's a good thing for us to strive to just love people the way they are. And the people that he puts you with, don't count on forever. Just count on the time you're given, the beautiful time frame that you have with them. Because that's a blessing. Cherish it. Cherish the memory of it when it's over. It may last the rest of your life. It might. Very well could be, but it might not. Don't sweat it. Just let it be what it is. And love that time. That's really all you can do with this life, right? That's all you can do. But that makes this life a whole lot better than always trying to change things. Because that's just stressful. And that'll just crumple you up into a little ball and toss you in a corner and keep you there. Believe me, you don't want to do that. No. You know what I'm going to play now? It doesn't really have much to do with what I just said, but I have a song that I found out that Elvis recorded this because it was his most favorite hymn. So this is known only to him.
Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him. In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross I must bear. Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what
Yeah, that's one of those things you got to sigh just because you got to sigh. You get into some of those songs, you find yourself holding your breath, you know? It's, yeah. Wow, I love that. I love that song. Another Mother's Day song. And John sent me this one, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's called Mama's Knees.
I still quote from memory. When I climb down to run and play, as children always do, she got down on those same knees and prayed till she prayed through. When she bowed before the throne, holy angels spread their wings. When Mama prays, she knows how to pray.
Yeah. Does that remind you of all the times you sat in your chair in the afternoons with your coffee, or you lay in bed at night after going to bed instead of sleeping? You lay there and prayed for your children, or your child if you only have one. And just every day that they would get through whatever they were battling. I still do it. But you know what? I just pray that someday each child realizes how much Mama loves them. Because each one of us mothers feels that love for each child. And I just pray that someday they know that. And most of them do come to a point of realizing it, especially when they have children. Because a mother's love is a special, unsinkable thing. And it will battle anything for those children to make life right for them. That's just mothers, guys. That's just mothers. That's how we are. It's not, if you stop and think about it, it's only special when you're not a mother. Because when you're a mother, that's just how it is. You know? But I pray that for each child, that they will know how deep, how pure and how strong their mama's love is for them. Because that's a special thing. I know I've realized my mama's love because I think back on everything that our family went through. My mama had to be the strongest lady in the world to do all that. She wasn't, but it felt like she was. You know what I mean? So I know that we have realized that about my mama, and I'm just hoping that each and every child out there, now y'all have children, y'all have grandchildren, I hope that they all realize how special and strong their mama's love is. And always will be, always will be. So here's another one, Neil Reed. John sent this to me today, and this is kind of a classic Mother's Day song. I think I've played it the last two Mother's Days. So here's the third Mother's Day, and I think it's a good one to play every Mother's Day. It's fantastic. It's called Mother of Mine.
Thank you.
have no idea what that was, but we got through our song really good. That, yes, he was very, very young when he did that. They've got a later picture at the beginning of the video now. It's a later picture of him with his mother. He's a grown-up man, probably in his early 20s in this picture. So when I heard this recording again, it was like, whoa, wait a minute, huh? And I had to look at that picture again. But, yeah, he did the recording when he was very young, 12, 13, something like that, yes.
He was on Huey Green's Opportunity Knocks, if I remember rightly.
Got me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I know his name is Neil Reed, N-E-I-L, Reed.
Yes.
So I don't know if he did anything after this or not, but he should have.
He should have. I only heard him sing that. I didn't even know more about him, really. I don't know what happened there. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, you know, why did you disappear? You were doing well. If we don't really, yeah. John sent a message, said he'll be in his 60s now.
Yeah.
So whatever he was going to do with his life, he's done. And I don't know. It didn't include a whole lot of music, I guess. Or maybe we just don't know where it is to find it. You know, that's a possibility as well. You know, I was sitting here looking at my song titles and thinking how great a mother's love is. And there's a song that Elvis sings that it's sung about Jesus and what Jesus did for us. When he agreed to come to be a human, to live as a human, to see the human condition and try to let us know it's not going to be that way forever. We don't have to live in that mire. We can rise above it. And to actually die the death he did so that we would have that opportunity. And I got to thinking, you know what? A mother's love is a lot like that. Not quite as much, but many mothers have gone to their deaths protecting their children.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, this song would be very appropriate. Very appropriate. It's called If That Isn't Love. And it's a rehearsal.
It's got to be love. What the boss is doing? Yeah, sure. But he asked me to give him the cutoff. I don't know where it is. I think Johnny can do it. Well, you can have a little thing all the way through it. If you want to.
This is two. We're rolling. Was a lonely
my fears. If that isn't love,
God will be love.
Even in death, he remembers a thief hanging by his side, and he spoke of love and compassion. He took him to paradise, and if that isn't love, the ocean is dry.
Before. I think it's so awesome. And thank you, John, for once again broadening my musical horizons. They're going to encompass the whole North American continent pretty soon. Anyway, nobody will notice. Nobody will notice, and that's all right with me. So here is Linda Coetzee doing A Bird Without Wings.
Without you, I'd be lost without you watching.
my shoulder, and you by my side. You make everything beautiful. You make me cry. Everything in my world I lay at your feet, like a church with no steeple, where the bell never rings, in a town without people, where no voice in the choir ever sings. If a boat on the ocean would be lost with no sail, then without your devotion, surely all that I dreamed of would fail.
Never heard that before. I've never heard that. I've never heard of Linda Coetzee before.
Oh, hi.
But
glad I have now. Beautiful.
Yeah, now we have. Yes, she's got a beautiful voice. She really does. Yes. And I love this song. I love this song.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. I love the songs that when you start hearing them, you think, oh, this is just going to be a pretty song, blah blah blah, and then you find yourself really thinking about what the lyrics are saying.
Yeah.
And realizing that there's a purpose to this song. It's not just a song. It's not just music. It has a purpose. It has a message. And I love those songs. I love those. I mean, yes, I like the fun stuff. I like the ghost chickens in the sky. But when you have to laugh, you listen to Ghost Chickens. I mean, you know, come on. But and a few others. You drag out the Ray Stevens stuff, you know, like that. But a lot of these, especially the gospel songs, if you listen to them, they're actually saying something to you. It's not just music to fill your ears. There's a message there to fill your heart. And if you listen, you're going to get that. You're going to get the love. You're going to get the joy. You're going to get the comfort. You're going to get the security. You're going to get the assurance that is all part of gospel music. And yes, it doesn't make a difference of how the artist sings it as to what you feel when you hear it. So you can get the same song, and it can be done by six different artists, and you're going to feel six different things because they're each going to put their own spin on it, their own interpretation. And, you know, hearing Elvis sing gospel is one of the special things in life. I do wish that he had been able to do more because he puts what he feels into it, and he has so much of God's love and compassion in his heart that he pours into the gospel he did. It just would have been, it would have been such a beautiful gift to the world if they had let him do more. You know, it just, it's a shame. It's a dirty, stinking shame that he didn't get to do more. Okay, there, I said it. Plain and flat out, that I said it. But, Yeah. I keep looking to see if there's more that I've missed, if there's something that I've missed. And a couple of times I've come across something I've missed. Like the other day I came across a song, By and By. I didn't know he'd done By and By, but there it was sitting right in front of me. And it was fantastic. So, hey, you know, yep, I do have it in the library to play. Whether we get to it or not is a different story, because I have another really, really nice Mother's Day song. Get out the Kleenexes.
Yes, I've come prepared, as always.
There you go. There you, because you know I'm going to do it to you, girl. You know I'm going to do it to you. Well, this I'm not doing this by myself. John's helping me. So, I'm not in this one alone. So there you go. This is Sydney Divine. And just as a big clue, the song is called A Letter Edged in Black.
The postman whistled as he came this morning. I saw him take a letter from his pack. With a smile he gave to me a friendly greeting as he handed me a letter edged in black. With trembling hands I took the letter from what it said. Come home, my boy, you dear old father warns you. Come home, my boy, you dear old mother's dead. The last words that your mother ever
If you listen to that, you think, oh my gosh. If you listen to the words, it'll make you cry. It'll make your heart ring. It's a mother apologizing to him for something she said that hurt him. And she's dead. He can't hug her and say, you're forgiven. He can't say, it's all right, Mama, it's all gone. Because she's gone. That's the saddest part, is that she did apologize to him, but it came too late.
Yeah.
So never let it wait. Never let it wait. And you might apologize in the only avenue you have, and they just don't ever hear it. or they don't ever see it if it's written. That happens. But at least you did it. And then you leave it in God's hands, and it will be whatever it's supposed to be. You just can't worry about it anymore. Once you've rendered that apology, you can't worry about it. Leave it to God. And that is the hardest thing to do. I am telling you from experience, that is so hard. But at least you apologized, you know? And that's not always the easiest thing either, but it's something that is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We as human beings need to do that. We need to do that. And a lot of times we get stubborn and say, I'm not doing that. No way. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say anything wrong. I'm not apologizing for it. But you know what? It doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. All that matters is that you're sorry that whatever was said caused a rift, and you'd like it to be over and things to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, oh, yeah, John just had a perfectly wonderful idea. We need a Sydney Divine show.
Yes.
Should we do that? Should we do that, yes. Ladies? That yes. Scottish singer we just had, we want to show his music? Hey, I think we should do that. I think we should do that. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a little heads up, this Thursday is going to be a show of Lloyd Price.
Uh-huh.
He was a singer-songwriter. And he died, as we all do at some point, right? But instead of taking away from the Mother's Day show, I'm just going to mention that he did die. So he had a lot of wonderful songs that we all recognize when we hear them. We just don't recognize his name that he did them. So John and I are going to take care of that on Thursday. Of course, right. The music lies mostly on John's shoulders.
Oh.
I'll DJ. But, yeah, what it's going to be is a lot of Lloyd Price's songs,
mm-hmm.
and the ones that Elvis covered.
Oh, okay.
Because Elvis and he sang a lot of the same songs in the 50s. So we're going to put all that together in a show.
Oh.
And after that, then maybe next Saturday, maybe the Thursday after that, we'll do a Sydney Divine show. I am perfectly on board with that. I think that would be fantastic to sit here and listen to that Scottish accent for a couple hours. I can do that. I can do that very easily. You know, I could go to Scotland or to Ireland and just do nothing but roam around the streets and listen to people talk.
I always understand them, but yeah, I do like to listen to them.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is I do understand them most of the time. I watch the BBC, and they've, of course, those are, the actors have their accents cleaned up very, very well. But when you watch these travel shows and everything, they're just regular people, man. They're just regular people. And I find that I can understand most of it. And, I so much want to go just to be able to get my feel of hearing them, and I don't know if I ever would, but I love those accents. Well, I've got Irish and a little bit of Scots in my ancestry, so that makes it even more desirable for me to want to go over there and hear this, because my great-great-grandfather came over from Ireland. His name was James Kelly. And, that's about as Irish as you get, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, I am all on board for a Sydney Divine show. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
and this Thursday, yes, this Thursday we're going to do Lloyd Price and the Elvis covers of some Lloyd Price songs, because they did many of the same ones, and I think that's just going to be bang-up fun. That's going to be so good. So be ready for that, guys. And in the meantime, I have, where'd you go? There you went. We have played our Mother's Day songs. I hope y'all enjoyed them, because now we're going to regular gospel things.
Yeah.
But to mark the end of the Mother's Day portion, I've got another song that John sent me that I really like because it's so familiar, and that's always special. This is Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobes singing The Blessing. Blessing to end the Mother's Day portion. And now, what are we going to do to start the next one? How about Sister Rosetta?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and to let you guys know, John also sent me a little blurby derby about this, is that there is this lady who is a playwright. Her name is Cheryl L. West, and she is doing a musical about Sister Rosetta, and it is Broadway bound. So It's really, really cool. And they ask a question about how could a charismatic guitar playing innovative vocal stylist known as the godmother of rock and roll, who sold out stadiums in her day, die in relative obscurity, while the rock stars she influenced, including Little Richard, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry, and Jerry Lee Lewis, reached superstardom? Well, honey, I can answer that question. She was a woman back in the 50s. Give me a break. I mean, there's just only so much a woman could do back in the 50s and 60s. It just wasn't it wasn't the same as those guys, you know. The guys had the advantage of being men. And I'm sorry if the women's libbers and all that stuff don't like what I'm saying. It's simple truth. Back then, gender made a difference, period. There's no way around it. It's the truth. So she is doing a play about the life and legacy of Rosetta Tharpe. And the music is called Shout, Sister, Shout. So, hey, guys, watch for it. You know, they may have it out on PBS at some point. You may be able to buy it on a tape at some point. Maybe not for the first 3 years, but, you know, hey, it's just, she was, it says in here that she was so full of joy. She got up each day expecting good things, you know, and it just made this Cheryl want to, the Cheryl West, just want to explore her life and see what made her tick, you know, what kept her eyes on the prize and kept her going and kept her singing. She taught herself how to play the guitar and the piano. But man, every time things, your cultural stigmas back in the 50s, excuse me, they would try to knock her down and keep her in the mud, and she just said, uh-uh, no way, this isn't happening. And up she got, and away she went.
Good for that.
You know, wow. She was just a phenomenal powerhouse.
Mm.
Phenomenal powerhouse. She had the bravery and the strength to do what she wanted to do with music and to influence and inspire so many artists that became big names in our culture. What more can you say, right?
Mm.
She talked to God through her music. She felt the joy in her every cell. She was just an inspiration, a total and complete inspiration. So let's listen to Sister Rosetta singing When I First Sought the Lord. Well, it doesn't look like that dubbed off very well. I'm not real thrilled with how that worked. One more time, let's see, because it wasn't going to get any better. That was how it recorded over. Well, ding-a-ling. Thank you very much, Blog Talk Radio, for mucking that one up. Okay. But you know what? I'll just play two next week. That's how you handle that one, kids. You just grab onto that and say, well, I can't do anything about it right now, so I'll just double up next time. That works. I think that works. Works for me. My goodness. So instead, how about...
Get rid of that.
Yeah, you know, like, you can't do what you want to, do what you can. There you go.
So do I.
Yeah. How about Elvis doing Where Could I Go But to the Lord? Ain't that the truth?
Living below in the soul sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving within the Lord temptation, so now won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord? Where did I go?
Over from the 50s show, and it's so cool. It's the Sun Records Gospel Quartet doing He Touched Me.
Touch me.
Love it. Sometimes you listen to songs for certain things, and then the next time you hear them, you listen to it for something else. You know, that's the beauty of music, is because it can always be changing. Mm-hmm. Every time can be different. It's fantastic. It's totally fantastic. Let's see. Ouch. My headset's pinching my nerves. Hey, I've still got nerves to pinch. How about that? Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to do. Okay. You know, I'm trying to think while I'm talking this silliness here, but that's not easy sometimes. Well, you know, I have to be different because I am. So that's how it rolls, guys. At least it's not boring. I am never boring. That's something I am proud. Oh, I shouldn't say I'm proud of that, but I like it. I like it. Okay. I like that I'm not boring. Okay. That works. I can do that. How about we'll play Sue's request?
Okay.
Elvis. Yeah. Elvis doing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot. Because that's one of my favorites, too. I love that.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Zeke wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot wheel.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and then me ride.
Oh, swing down, chariot,
stop and then me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
Swing, 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 swing,
swing, swing. Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot went a bumpin' on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bumpin' of the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Yeah,
swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, rock me.
Come and eat, well,
I got home on the other side.
Well, I got home in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and eat, well,
I got home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot,
stop and let me ride.
Oh, swing, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord.
Come and ease it, well, I got a home on the other side.
I love that. I love that last final chord. That was great. Forget the instruments. Just let the voices do it. How's that for an ending? That was a great ending. I loved it. Okay, I have one now that we need to breathe a little bit. You know, we wore ourselves out with that. That had to be so much fun to do. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Anyway, I have one that kind of, John sent this to me kind of last minute, and he knew I already had all the songs I needed, but he wanted me to listen to this, and I am so, so glad, because this needs to be played. I always have quite a bit of music that's left over from previous shows that I just keep on rolling over that I use, and it fills in where it needs to fill in and all that, but I can replace some of that and carry it over another show to play this song. So he just wanted me to listen to this, but I got to play it. I got to play it. It was live at the Sanger Theater in New Orleans in 2002. It doesn't say what church it was or what gathering it was or any of that, but it tells you where it took place. And this is called Through the Fire.
I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision, and then my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. That's when I look at all the victories, and the spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire, and my weakness is a measure of. The cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, for he said it would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the atmosphere stands yielding. Just hold on, I'll overshow up, and he will take you through the fire again. Oh, here's the key to church. I know within myself that I would surely perish. Oh, but if I trust the mighty hand of God, he'll shield the flames again, again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh, no, he never offered our victories without fighting, but he said he'll put all the time in time.
Yeah. He'll always take you through the fire again and again and again. As many times as you need to be taken through, he will be there to shield you from it and walk you right straight through it. He'll take you through the fire. Now that's some kind of assurance, you know? That's something you can count on. That's awesome. That's totally awesome. Oh, and on that note, it is 8 minutes, almost 9 minutes until we're done. And I still have a couple songs I want to play. We'll end with those. I want to say thank you so much for being here with me on this Mother's Day special. I hope you were blessed by it. It touched your heart. It made you think of your mama and your grandma. Because that's what Mother's Day is all about, is to think about them and make it special for them, to remember them. And if they're still with us, to let them know how special we hold them in our hearts. If they're not with us, send a prayer heavenward. They'll get it. It was just such a wonderful time to be able to share with you. And I hope it was wonderful for you, too, that the music touched you and helped you. And the gospel, the little bit of gospel we got to play, I hope that that touched you and lifted you up and made you joyful. Because that's what the gospel is all about. It tosses you down. It convicts you. It makes you sorrowful for what you need to be sorrowful for. But then it turns right around and lifts you up to the sky and helps you fly. That's what it's supposed to do. That is what it's supposed to do. It is full of God's joy. It was inspired by him for whoever wrote it. And it was inspired for whoever sang it. Because when you feel something, that's because the person singing it has put that feeling into it. That's why you feel it. Just remember that, guys. And thank you, Anne and Susan, for being here throughout the whole thing. I appreciate you guys for hanging in there and giving me your input on things. I think that's fantastic when you can take part in it. That's right. And Victoria, thank you for saying hi, honey. I know that you're not comfortable doing that, but once in a while, I want to let you know that we realize that you're there and you're making the effort, and we want to include you and let you know we care that you're here with us. So thank you for doing that. Thank you, everybody in the chat. You guys are cool. This really makes it fun. This makes it fun because I can add some little comments in there while the songs are playing, and you guys always answer up, and if you don't, that's okay too, but you always do, and it's just fun to have you there. Thank you, everybody that came through from the links on the groups and on my Facebook page, and for the messages I sent to friends. Thank you for actually clicking on those and joining us with this, because it is special to have you with me. It's special for you to join us and be part of our virtual church on our gospel day, and to play homage to our mothers, to let our hearts and everyone that we're with know that we appreciate and love our mothers because they are special. Without them, life would be tough, a lot tougher than it already is. So thank you for joining us. It's fantastic to have you. I hope you join me on Thursday for our Lloyd Price Elvis cover special. And Lloyd Price, also Elvis covered Lloyd Price. They just did each other's stuff. And it's going to be bang up fantastic, guys. You don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. In the meantime, I'm going to play Sam Cooke with Touch the Hem of His Garment. And when that's over, I'm going right into Elvis with an evening prayer. So, bye, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day, or get some sleep, depending on where you are. And come back tomorrow. Hopefully, Shauna will be back with her internet and doing her Monday book club. So join us back on. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you all later.
Thank you, Jenny.
Happy night. Happy night. Whoa, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh.
Oh.